Live from Capitol Hill, it's the Jordan Seculo Show. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. To follow Jordan on Twitter, go to twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Tweet Jordan to get your question on the air. For more information and the latest updates, go to JordanSeculo.com. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show. We are taking your phone calls. A lot of you want to talk about, of course, and I think it's a good way to wrap up the week as well, because it was breaking news to an extent, though. I said earlier in the week, the day before the announcement was made by President Obama, that I was expecting it to come that evening, and it was leaked out not long after we were done with our radio broadcast. The personal endorsement of President Obama of gay marriage, but says, you know, at the federal level, he's not really taking any action. The administration has taken some action, to say the least, at the Department of Justice level, with the deciding not to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, which was signed by President Clinton into law in the 1996, which defined marriage between a man and a woman. Said states don't have to recognize other states that allow gay marriage. Doesn't stop states from going forward and passing it, or, you know, the voters voting on it. And what we've seen is it's only six states plus the District of Columbia. Without the Defense of Marriage Act, though, that would significantly alter how things operate. We saw North Carolina, another marriage amendment passed pretty much overwhelmingly. A lot of Democrat crossover and support there in North Carolina. So we'll tell you about the politics of that and how this is affecting, and does it affect you? And a lot of people are calling it affects them, which I think is very interesting. I want to go right to the phone calls on the Jordan Seculo Show today. Gene is calling in from California on line one. Gene, welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just want to kind of make a quick little statement. During
sure.
the initial campaign, was there not a big blow-up as to whether Mr. Obama, at that time Mr. Obama, was a Muslim or a Christian?
Well, people were questioning his religious background, his personal background, because of his father, and his father was a Muslim. And President Obama talked about that, and I think there was just a question over some of his statements and actions. Then he quickly, you know, and I think stated very affirmatively, he's a Christian. And I take him at his word for that about his personal beliefs. So, that's what he said about that. He did, though, there was a question about his faith. Certainly that was part of the last campaign cycle.
Well, then how on earth can he go against, the way he argued about being the steadfast Christian, that he could go against those beliefs and support same-sex homosexual marriage?
Yeah, well, I think, listen, there's a divide in the church. Gene, I know in the evangelical church, it's not divided, but inside the general, I think the Christian church, when you look at some of the mainline denominations, some of those have endorsed gay marriage, and certainly if they haven't endorsed it specifically, would not have a problem with one of the parishioners or church members supporting it personally. And that's kind of how President Obama couched this. I think in the faith world, in the Christian world, you look at the teaching of the Bible, they have a fairly tough argument to make about how religion should, or a church should be endorsing this. But I think, Gene, listen, the president has basically said the whole time this decision was coming. And I think when it comes to President Obama, you take him at his word, and he's been very clear in what his ideology and policies are. He's not hidden them. He has not tried to fake it. I think some people wish he was not as liberal and not as progressive because they personally like him and they want to support his campaign. Certainly that was the case in 2008. It's getting tougher to do that now, I think, for a lot of you out there, because you're seeing that this is real. These are policies, and it's his words, not just speculation anymore. We'll be right back on the Jordan Seculo Show. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. It's absolutely free, 877-989-2255. You're listening to The Jordan Seculo Show. Follow me at twitter.com/Jordan Seculo. Back to the Jordan Seculo Show. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Coming up in the next segment, Billy Hallowell from TheBlaze.com, the faith editor there. We're going to be talking about what he's been picking up in the faith world when it comes to the president's endorsement, personal endorsement of gay marriage, same-sex marriage, and will it have an impact? What kind of an impact will it have? Also, he's going to update us on some interesting developments coming out of Syria involving what is kind of like a civil war there, but now multiple parties. We know that the Arab Spring and these the violence that's in now in Syria can be very difficult to cut through what's really happening and what sides are is there a good and a bad, or who's better than the other, and should we be taking sides? Is there a side to even take? We'll talk about that with Billy Hallowell from TheBlaze.com. Lots of you are hanging on to talk to and give your comments on the air, so let's get right to the phone calls. Let's go to Sherry calling from Washington State on line 6. Sherry, welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you so much. I've listened to you guys for 5 years now, and I'm a member, and I just, God bless you so much. And, you know, there's two things Obama has said that can only be from the Lord. And people who say that Christians should not be involved in politics are crazy, because our founding fathers were all Christians, and many of them pastors. And the other thing is God gave us Israel their land, and, you know, him saying go back to the 1963 borders and stuff. But if anybody who's a Christian or non-Christian, I mean, there's plenty of places in the Bible, but in the first, just read the first chapters of Romans, and it's in the New Testament, and chapter 26 says, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust because they, you know, just exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Now, I don't know, again, like that last caller said, you know, that's right there. If you believe that God created, and he made up marriage, by the way, all the animals have male and female, and he created the first marriage and said that a man would leave his parents and cleave to the wife. So, you know, and then the Israeli border thing. I mean, that land was given to them by God. So,
well, I think Sherry, and I want to thank you for your phone call. I think you read the scriptures out. The scripture appears to be very clear, I think. You know, there is this debate going on within the Christian church and different movements, young evangelicals, the mainline churches, and people are, I think, heavily debating the issue on not whether this church should sanction it, but should the government be involved or not involved, and how is the right balance, what is the right balance. And I think, listen, President Obama stepped right into it. It's why we're talking about it today on the show. Is it a top issue in the country? I don't think so. I mean, we've got a lot of issues going on here and around the world. But it does put this, I mean, you turn on TV, every cable news channel I'm watching, every few minutes it goes back to this issue. We're always told, you know, social issues, they're not going to play a major role in the campaigns. And here you go, Sherry. I think, listen, clear contrast. A lot of clarity here on the issues between President Obama, Governor Romney, and I think it's going to be fairly easy, if this is a top issue for you, to make up your mind. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that you need to do a certain way because of a single issue or do it. But, I mean, don't call the show and say this isn't real and he really didn't do this. Now you know, like on the abortion issue, President Obama's made his clear statement. He's going to stick by that. Let's get back to the phone calls. Mike calling in from California on line 4. Mike, welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show.
Hey, good morning, Jordan. Mike, long-time listener, first-time caller. And, you know, I'm
great.
A black Christian that works in Hollywood, and let me tell you, I'm working not to feel sorrow, because it almost seems like it's a suicide mission. I mean, just to get dollars and support to make a statement, it seems to be unsolicited, even looking at the Joe Biden influence from a week ago, it doesn't seem to make sense in a campaign season.
Yeah, I don't think the president had to do this. I think it was more coordinated because his campaign, and maybe it was just him that wanted to do it and just to stick by and make a principled statement. But I suspect this was put together. I mean, it's no surprise. It's not really shocking to me that he's got this major fundraiser with George Clooney in your home not long after this statement. And it's already pre-planned. It's all coming out, and everybody's excited about him in Hollywood. And that's where a lot of pressure was coming from, Mike. People were holding major financial support for his campaign and the super PACs connected to it because of this issue. You probably know that from living and working in that industry, that this was like a one last remaining issue they were waiting for him to take their position on publicly and strongly.
Yeah, and you know, and being a Christian and an evangelical, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's kind of up in the air in the campaign season. There's words, there's spin. But when you take something that's in the Bible, I mean, there's no Adam and Steve in the Bible. It's a bride. It's black and white. You know, and even if you're the president, and I respect our president, you can't just say, well, I'm okay with this, even though it's contrary to the word of God. It doesn't fly. And look at how our other entities, the other countries that look at America, some of them want to demonize us, and this is not something we need to give them ammunition.
No, I think this is going to be very interesting to watch, Mike. I really appreciate your phone call. And I think the honesty, I think coming out of, I think your background, your work as well, it's very interesting to see how this will translate. Is the campaign support, are the dollars that President Obama's campaign and affiliates of the campaign, the super PACs and everything, are taking in, is that really going to outweigh the actual election and the votes he may be putting at Jeopardy? We'll check. I think, let me take another phone call. Thanks, Mike, for your call. Barbara's calling in from Kentucky on line three. Barbara, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Yeah, hi. You kind of already touched on my comment about, you know, whether sure. This is calculated because of his visit to Hollywood. And yep. But I haven't, you know, addition to that is that, you know, I live in Northern Kentucky where George Clooney is from, and they had a fundraiser here that for $3 or $4 donation, you could win an opportunity to meet George Clooney. So I think it really is a calculated action because of his visits to Hollywood.
Yeah, I think that this whole week is a little suspect from all the pressure, and Biden was supposedly, Vice President Biden, supposedly apologizing to the president, saying, sorry for doing this, sorry for putting you in the spot. But there's also the Secretary of Education. I mean, if you look through his administration, there are plenty of people who have endorsed and support gay marriage, same-sex marriage. I don't think that this is a shock at all. In fact, I think a lot of voters, and maybe this was the calculation, Barbara, and I do agree with you that it was all put together. Maybe the calculation is everybody thought he was, for the most part, I'm not talking about y'all who are much more informed and follow these nuances, and I'd say the grassroots communities within the right and the left knowing that he had not yet endorsed same-sex marriage, the right knowing that he was likely to do it but also had not done so yet. And then you've got the general public, though, who a lot of people vote in the presidential elections are not following it this closely right now. They may assume, though, because he's more liberal and a Democrat, that even though that's not yet part of the party platform, it may become a part of the party platform. And Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, has said the last couple of days that it will be part of the platform, that support for same-sex marriage. So for those of you out there, I mean, another thing to watch. But that you know, at the end of the day, this was put together because it really wouldn't be an issue that the American people be shocked on. And it remains to be seen whether or not anyone is actually going to vote or not vote because of this. I think it's more about enthusiasm coming from the bases, and it may have just given a boost, actually, to the right, more so than the left when it comes down to it. But we'll remain to see. Barbara, thank you for your phone call. I'm trying to grab some more calls right now. Let me talk to Wayne, calling in from Minnesota on line one. Wayne, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Thank you so much for having me. One of the things that I've kind of been listening over the course of this topic, and I think is a little interesting, is as Christians, and I do wholeheartedly profess to be a Christian and wholeheartedly believe the Word of God, I think sometimes we get a little confused in thinking that politics is supposed to affirm Christianity. And the purpose of the Constitution is not to affirm who Jesus is. The purpose of the Constitution was basically to give us certain rights and to give us and protect us from the government taking certain amounts of those rights. The church is supposed to be the thing that affirms our Christianity.
Well, and see, this is though where, Wayne, the marriage issue, and I'm only cutting you off actually because I'm running out of time, the marriage issue intertwines both. It's both. There is a government recognition component of what is marriage. And by the way, we've always made these moral judgments. That's why polygamy was outlawed, and that the outlawing of that was upheld by the Supreme Court. So you can't just define what you want marriage to be. And even bigamy, even living certain ways without all recognition can be considered to be something that violates law. So, of course, legislation and what is right and what is wrong is morality. And then the government and the marriage issue, which are usually performed in religious settings and then are recognized by governments. This is the mix, Wayne. This is what makes our Judeo-Christian country a Judeo-Christian country. And folks, it's a great discussion. I thank everybody for their calls. Coming up next, Billy Hallowell from The Blaze will continue the discussion. Get your copy because, you know, Mike said, marriage not in the Constitution. Call now, 877-989-2255, Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Jordan Sekulow Show. Follow me at twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. Welcome back to The Jordan Sekulow Show. As always, each week we're joined by Billy Hallowell, faith editor at The Blaze. .com. Check it out. It's always got the top stories happening in the faith world, the Christian world, and a lot of the new coverage of the new atheists, you can call them, the freedom from religion types. Billy, as always, great to have you on the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Thanks for having me.
Let me ask you first, Billy, a topic that it's been discussed a lot this week. Polling today suggests maybe there's a bit of a backlash even. The issue of the definition of marriage, or the president's endorsement, specifically his personal endorsement of gay marriage. You work in the faith world, in faith journalism. What's rippling through that people need to know about? I know a lot of people are not, that I've heard from, and it may be because they're the people that are very informed, they're listening to radio shows, they're reading the news, aren't so surprised that President Obama believes this. They kind of assume that to begin with. But that doesn't really cover the general electorate, which doesn't maybe follow things as closely until right around now, leading up to a presidential election.
Yeah, you know, this is a really confusing issue, and it's one that is very confounding. There are so many different elements of it. Gallup just released a poll this week, ironically, on Tuesday, in the midst of all of this, and they do this poll every year asking Americans whether or not they believe gay marriage should be legal. And this year, 50% of Americans said that they do believe that gay marriage should be legal. 48% said that they do not think it should be legal. So the nation is very divided, and obviously support has grown over time. Interestingly, the country lost a little bit of its support for gay marriage. It went down just about 3 percentage points from last year. So bottom line, very divisive issue. Obviously, evangelicals are the most opposed out of religious groups, specifically when compared to Catholics and other groups, to gay marriage. What people seem to really be hung up on here is more about politics than anything else, because it seems like every election cycle from 1996 until now, President Obama has actually altered or changed his views on same-sex marriage. And so it's kind of a fascinating thing to see 6 months out from an election that once again he's endorsing same-sex marriage.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of gone back and forth and back and forth. I mean, I think originally this kind of evolving on the issue, I mean, he was telling people where he was going, especially if he got to a second term. I'm not sure I buy that this was all, a surprise, and Biden, the vice president, had to apologize to President Obama, and he really felt like he put him in a bad spot. They're running ads about it. They're raising money off of it. And I think, Billy, he keyed in on that the national polls are fairly even, so maybe this is the time where just move ahead, because the liberal base of his party had just had enough of the evolving line. I think it's not really, wasn't a fair line to the American people anyways. They deserve to know. Though he still tried to play off, I thought it was interesting, Billy, and it's interesting that the gay community, I think, is kind of overlooking that, the activist community, the pro-gay marriage community, that he basically said, though, his president, he doesn't really want to do anything. Now, it's not really true. He's already stopped defending the Defense of Marriage Act, so that was a policy instituted, but still wanted to play it off in almost more of a libertarian Ron Paul style of when he's asked that question, and say, no, I think this should be left up to the states, though.
Right. He's trying to continue to have, conservatives support him. I mean, not a lot of conservatives do, obviously, but small government minds, people who think the state should have the right to deal with marriage, which they traditionally have had. The really interesting thing, I just want to go back to this, because 1996, he is quoted as saying, quote, "I favor legalizing same-sex marriages and would fight efforts to prohibit such marriages." He already endorsed gay marriage. He just backtracked on it again. Every time an election popped up, he was running for the state senate in Illinois when he said that. So I think, I mean, he's reinventing history. He's acting like he has never endorsed. And in 2008, he used the same community. He went against gay marriage. There was a popular forum he appeared at with Rick Warren where he tried to reinforce the fact that he is opposed to same-sex marriage so that he could win people over then. So yeah, he's looking at polls and he's flipping and flopping based on what they say.
And you think that the evolution is not yet finished, that he is not fully evolved?
I think he was always evolved and just not telling the truth. And I think, yeah, listen, the American people really relate to presidents who tell the truth. With George Bush, you may not have liked what he was saying, but you always knew where he stood. And I think that this could really come back and hurt him. It will help him with some groups of people, but it can come back and hurt him if people are smart enough to look back at the history, which we have published on TheBlaze.com, of all of his comments on this issue.
Yeah, it's all up at TheBlaze.com, folks. Billy, to jump to another issue and what's happening around the world, you've written about Syria online as well at TheBlaze.com, and really that there's been this surge again in violence in a new terror group. Tell us about this group that you write about. The title of the article you wrote is "A Shadowy Islamic Terror Group Emerges in Syria from Their Worldview. Democracy is a religion." And sometimes I think, you know, in the midst of the gay marriage issue and others, which deserve discussion, we don't spend enough time on some of the other issues happening around the world. And people can get educated about TheBlaze.com. But tell us about what's happening in Syria.
Sure. So this group, the Al-Nusra Front, they are essentially, what experts are saying is they are a part of the Al-Qaeda. Either they were inspired by the Al-Qaeda or they're actually being run by Al-Qaeda. And it's a very shadowy group, as we said in the title. We don't know a whole lot about them. From what experts are saying, it's a very tiny group still. But for being such a small group, they've been responsible for quite a number of incidents. Back in March, on March 17th, 77 people died in a terror attack. And there was another incident in January that they took credit for. And so while we don't know a lot about them, we know that they have created quite a bit of damage. Yesterday's attack, where over 50 people died, the assumption is that this group was behind that attack. Now, it's fascinating because, as we said in the title there, democracy, the way that they look at democracy, you've got in Syria the opposition versus the government, obviously, and now you may have this third party, this Islamist group, that wants, obviously, a theocracy, and they're willing to kill through suicide missions to establish that. And so, while we don't know a lot about them, I think we're going to be learning more, and it's really thrown quite, obviously, aside from the carnage, quite a bit of a mix into this dynamic between the government there and the opposition, who just continue to kind of blame each other back and forth, and now you've got this third party out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very tough. I mean, it's almost like what happened in Lebanon with Hezbollah and these other groups, to understand which side is the right side and is there a right side and what the world should do. And I think, you know, in post-Libya, post-Egypt, we look at these situations, we say, all right, what is the right move, or should we be making a move, and can the UN do anything about it? All this info is up at TheBlaze.com. Folks, you should be following Billy Hallowell on Twitter. He's the faith editor there. There are always great stories. We didn't get to one today. There's a new one up there that everybody should check out of Alabama, involving the Freedom From Religion Foundation and a Bible verse on a town's signage that was originally taken down, and now this town may be putting it back up. That's up at TheBlaze.com. And Billy, as always, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Folks, Billy Hallowell, again, he's on Twitter. You should be following him. I tweet it out every time he's going to be on the air. You should definitely follow him for all the faith news happening around the country and around the world. It's at TheBlaze.com in their faith section. It's great information, so you should be checking that out every single day. Let me encourage you also to check out ACLJ.org as well. We're continuing to update that. A lot of new information. I've written a new piece for The Washington Post as well. You can find that at Twitter.com/JordanSeculo about Governor Romney's speech tomorrow at Liberty University and his commencement speech. I was at Regent Law when he gave the commencement speech there in 2007, and it looks like from what's being released from portions of the speech, a similar Reagan-esque, let's be the shining light in the world, the shining city on the hill, and something we need to, I think, certainly become again throughout the world to really give hope to those who are fighting injustice and fighting for freedom. As always, go to facebook.com/JordanSekulow Show. Click the like button for us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.